To begin this practice, please go ahead and lie down. You can lie down on a mat or perhaps a thick rug, or you may want to lie down on your bed. And allow your eyes to gently close. If at any point during this practice you find yourself falling asleep, you may decide to keep your eyes open. You can always do this practice with the eyes open. And stretch your arms out along the sides of your body with your palms open and facing up towards the ceiling. And just allow your feet to fall out to the sides. And now bring your attention to your breathing. Become aware of breathing in your body. And you want to notice the breathing just exactly as it is. No need to manipulate or change it. If it's shallow and quick, that's what it is. If it's deep and slow, that's what it is. And direct your attention toward your abdomen. Feeling the sensations of breathing in this part of your body. Noticing what it feels like when you inhale, as the abdomen expands, and following the sensations when you exhale. The abdomen contracts. And so begin to follow each in-breath and out-breath, as expansion peaks and turns to contraction and back again. And just letting go into the mat or the carpet or your bed. Allowing yourself to feel heavier and sinking more deeply. And when you're ready, bring your feeling awareness into the toes of your left foot. Bring your feeling awareness into the toes and feel your toes from the inside. Notice your big toe, your little toe, even feeling the middle toes. And registering whatever there is to notice here. There may be tingling, throbbing, moisture, warmth. They may even feel cold. You may, in fact, feel no sensations at all. Just notice whatever there is to notice, being curious, to see what you'll discover. And now, breathing all the way down into your toes. When you exhale, exhaling out of the toes, allowing the breath to move up through your body and out your nose. Kind of like you have little lungs down in your toes, breathing down into the toes, exhaling from the toes, And as you exhale, allowing the toes to dissolve in your mind's eye and moving your awareness into the bottom of your left foot. Taking a few moments to feel the sensations in the bottom of your left foot. Feeling your skin, muscles, the bones underneath. And breathing into your left foot on the bottom. Breathing out from your left foot on the bottom. And dissolving the bottom of your left foot in your mind's eye. And bringing your awareness to your left heel. Becoming aware of the left heel and whatever contact it may be making with the surface upon which you find yourself. Taking in any sensations. Bathing your left heel with your awareness. And now breathing in to your left heel. Breathing out from your left heel. And allowing the left heel to dissolve. And as you do so, noticing that you're sinking deeper. Your body's dropping deeper into the floor or the surface upon which you're lying, and you are dropping into greater relaxation and stillness. And now bringing the attention to the top of your left foot, feeling the top of your left foot, becoming aware of the qualities you're sensing. And even bringing your awareness up into your left ankle, including your left ankle in this exploration. Noticing perhaps the quality of the joint here versus what the rest of the foot was like. And now breathing in from the top of the left foot and the ankle of the left foot. And breathing out from this area as you allow the entire left foot and ankle to dissolve. Sinking into greater relaxation and awareness. And allowing your attention now to move up into your left calf. Feeling the surface of the skin and the muscles and bones and joints. Being curious about what you can feel here. And now breathing down into your left calf and breathing out from your left calf. And as you exhale, allowing the left calf to dissolve. Letting go. Letting go as you move your awareness into your left knee. Exploring the front, the kneecap, the back of the knee, and the sides of the knee. becoming familiar with your left knee. And now breathing into your left knee, breathing out from your left knee, and just sinking into greater relaxation and awareness as you dissolve the left knee and move into the left thigh. Feeling the left thigh all the way from the knee up to the groin. The front and the back and the sides. Maybe also become aware here of how your clothing may be making contact with your thigh. You may feel the weight of your thigh dropping down towards the ground. Sensing the large muscles here. And now breathing in to your left thigh, breathing out from your left thigh, and just allowing the left thigh to dissolve in your mind's eye. And relaxing deeper and deeper. And now allowing your attention to move into your right toes. Noticing the big toe, the little toe, and all the toes in between. Opening your awareness to feel whatever there is to feel here. Even if it's feeling nothing. Breathing into the right toes, the toes on the right foot. Breathing out from the right toes. And allowing the toes on the right foot to dissolve. As your attention gently moves to the bottom of your right foot, to the entire bottom of your right foot, including your heel. Scanning this with your awareness. Inhabiting the bottom of your right foot. And now breathing in to the bottom of your right foot. And breathing out from the bottom of your right foot. Allowing that area to dissolve. As you move your attention to the top of your right foot and to your ankle. Taking the time to feel into these areas, to sense what sensations there are that are arising here. And when you're ready, breathing into the top of your right foot as well as the ankle of your right foot, And breathing out from the top of your right foot and the ankle of your right foot. Dissolving your entire right foot in your mind's eye. And moving your awareness up into your right calf. Becoming aware of the full length of your right calf. And now breathing in to your right calf. And breathing out from your right calf. Letting it go and sinking deeper into a state of greater relaxation and awareness. And bringing your attention now to the right knee. Inhabiting your right knee completely. Becoming aware of all the sensations in this area. Breathing into the right knee. Breathing out from the right knee. And just letting go of the right knee, dissolving it in your mind's eye. And moving your awareness into your right thigh. Allowing the right thigh to be heavy, to sink. Becoming aware of the weight of the bone, the muscles. Aware of the full length of the right thigh all the way up to the groin. Now breathing into the right thigh. Breathing out from the right thigh. Allowing the entire right leg to dissolve. And bringing your awareness into the pelvic area. Allowing the entire pelvic area to just sink. Feeling the weight of the bones, the hip bones, the whole pelvic girdle. Sensing what that feels like. All of the joints. Feeling your buttocks making contact with the floor or the mat or your bed. Allowing them to sink down. And becoming aware of your reproductive organs. Just letting go here. Noticing whatever sensations there are to notice. Just dropping. And now breathing into the pelvic area. And breathing out from the pelvic area, dissolving this entire region in your mind's eye, and just sinking into even greater relaxation and stillness. And now bringing your attention to your lower back. Perhaps having some awareness of some of the daily stress and strain that can reside in this part of the body. Massaging this area with your attention. So moving up the lower back into the kidney area. Around the middle of the back, approaching that area. Allowing the breath to move in and out of the lower back. Now taking a nice deep breath into the lower back. Out from the lower back. And just letting go into the floor, allowing the lower back to dissolve as you melt down into the floor or the bed. Now bringing your awareness into your upper back. Feeling behind the heart. Up into the shoulder blades. Becoming aware of what you can or cannot feel in this part of the body. Being curious about it. And now, breathing into the upper back. Breathing out from the upper back. And just allowing your entire upper back to drop and sink and let go. Allowing yourself to rest back into greater relaxation and awareness. And now bringing your awareness back to the abdominal area. Becoming aware of the sensations of breathing. The natural rise and fall of the belly. And perhaps tuning in to your wonderful organs here. Very precious organs. Or you may feel a sense of fullness if you've just eaten. Or some hunger if you have not. Or perhaps gurgling sensations of digestion. Allow your feeling awareness to spread through this abdominal area. Now perhaps bring your awareness up into your diaphragm area, the sort of solar plexus. And slowly moving up into the upper half of the front of your body. Perhaps now becoming more aware of the ribs and the muscles and skin that cover the ribs. Maybe become aware of your breasts. And you may even notice the beating of your heart. And just taking the time to feel this sensation, if it's available to you. also feeling the lungs. Feeling the air coming in to nourish the body. And the air being breathed out to let go of the wastes and toxins. And just feeling this natural activity that happens all by itself. Touching it with your awareness. And now feeling the entire front of your body. Breathing in. Breathing out. And now dissolving the entire front of your body. And just letting go, sinking deeper and deeper. To greater relaxation and stillness. And when you're ready, bringing your awareness down into your fingertips, the fingertips of both hands. Even sensing the fingernails, if you're able to feel them. Noticing anything, whether it's tingling or heat, itchiness. And moving up the fingers and the thumbs, up each finger joint. And fully feeling whatever's there in the fingers and thumbs of both hands. And now breathing into your fingers. And breathing out from your fingers. Completely dissolving your fingers in your mind's eye. And moving your awareness up into the palms of both hands and the backsides of both hands. Taking in the sensations, whatever you notice, on both hands. It might be easier to feel one hand than the other, or maybe not. And moving your awareness up into your wrists. You may be aware of the pulsing in your wrists. You may not. And now just breathing in to your palms and wrists. Breathing out from the palms and the wrists. And completely allowing both hands to dissolve in your mind's eye as you sink even deeper and deeper into relaxation and awareness. Now bringing your attention into your forearms. Sensing and scanning your forearms, feeling them. Perhaps bring your awareness now into the elbows. Becoming aware of the quality of the elbows. Moving up into the upper arms on both sides. And now breathing into your arms. Breathing out from your arms. And completely allowing your arms to let go. Allowing the arms to just drop. Dropping into the ground, into the bed. Just letting go. And bring your awareness up into the shoulders. Shoulders are commonly a place we hold tension. But just checking and seeing, what do you notice here? Breathing into the shoulders, breathing out tension from the shoulders. Taking a few moments to allow the shoulders to soften. Filling the shoulders with your awareness. And now taking a deep breath down into the shoulders and breathing out, letting go from the shoulders, just letting the shoulders go completely in your mind's eye, dissolving the shoulders. Now bringing your awareness up into your neck. Perhaps moving and feeling and sensing vertebra by vertebra up the back of the neck, all the way up to where it connects to the head. Another place to become aware of any tension that may be in place. Sensing the little muscles. Breathing in and out of this area. And also becoming aware of the front of the neck. Becoming aware of the throat. Feeling the breath moving up and down the throat. And now breathing into the neck, both front and back. And breathing out from the neck and just allowing the neck to dissolve. And now bringing the awareness to your face. First becoming aware of the jaw and the chin, particularly noticing the joint or the hinge of the jaw. And breathing into the jaw and the chin, breathing out from the jaw and the chin, letting go. And now becoming aware of the mouth, including the lips, teeth, tongue, roof of the mouth, back into the throat. Becoming aware of any sensations in this region. Noticing whatever there is to notice. And breathing into the mouth region and breathing out. Bring your awareness now into your cheeks. Noticing if there's any tension in this area. And breathing into your cheeks and breathing out from the cheeks. Bring attention now to your nose. Breathing into the nose and out from the nose, letting the nose go. Now bringing attention to your eyes and eyebrows. Really letting the eyes drop back into your head. Becoming aware of any tension in this part of your face. And inviting the breath into the eyes and eyebrows and out from the eyes and the eyebrows. And bringing your attention to your forehead. Another place where we may hold tension. Spreading your awareness, feeling and noticing what's happening in your forehead. And even spreading that awareness to your temples. Now breathing into the forehead and temples and breathing out. And taking a moment now to feel your face as an entirety. Allowing it to soften and sink. Allowing it to drop back. And now breathing completely into your face. Breathing out from your face. And just allowing your face to dissolve, letting go. And allowing your awareness now to move, to feel the back of your head, sides of your head, and the top of your head. Becoming aware of the scalp and skull. Taking note of any sensations along the surface of your head. And breathing through your scalp and skull and breathing out of your scalp and skull and allowing your head to dissolve as you let go into deeper relaxation and awareness. Now imagine a spot, perhaps the size of a quarter, opening up on the top of your head. And imagine that you can breathe through the top of your head, inhaling through the top of your head, and exhaling through the top of your head, and sensing that the spot is opening up to allow the breath to flow in and out. And now take a nice inhale through the top of your head and allow it to go all the way down through your body to your toes. And exhale out the bottom of your feet. And then inhaling through the bottom of your feet, allowing the breath to move all the way up through every part of your body. And exhaling out the top of your head. So take a few moments to do this breathing into the top of the head, out the feet, into the feet, and out the top of the head. Feeling your body in its entirety as you breathe. Now just allowing the entire body to just relax and drop and sink. And noticing a sense of completeness and wholeness. A sense of stillness and peace. Noticing what we can become aware of when we allow everything opening to things as they are in each moment. Noticing the quality of your awareness. Noticing that this attitude of attending to ourselves and becoming still is healing. Noticing a sense of fullness that's beyond any of our ideas, our fears, our concerns. Really feeling ourselves as complete. So take a moment now just to appreciate yourself for doing this practice in whatever way feels right for you. Appreciating your mind, appreciating your body. And knowing that this state of calmness and clarity is always available to you in any moment via the in-breath and the out-breath. At any time in daily life, you can stop, take a moment to feel your body, feel the sensations of breathing in and out, and you can access this calmness and clarity and ease. You can use it as a source of strength, energy and resilience. In a moment, I'll be ringing the chimes. When I do, you can open your eyes.